Parks on that show that, you know, that Miss America.
Oh, yeah.
All right.
Mm-hmm.
That's one of the finest men in the world. I met him. I talked to him. He like to broke my hand. That's been way back yonder.
Where were we to?
He was in Dallas.
Oh, wow.
So we go to this big meeting. There's hundreds of people. He's up on stage talking. So I put the B on. That's what we always call it. I use this ESP, and he's got that. See, your master ceremonies has all that, all of them.
Oh, really?
All television people got it.
Huh.
Yeah, they've got it, and they use that, see.
That's it.
Elvis Presley had more. That's why he made it, you know, he hypnotized, you know what I mean. He got fired. Well, anyway, so I always wanted to meet Bert Parks, because he's a gentleman. He's a nice man. His character and all. So me and Mother was up there, and he was about far as that wall from it. And I just kept looking at him while he was talking. And he started looking at me and looking at Mom. And he was talking, going on with this. He was just got up there. He was very entertaining. As soon as he got through, we them high-class women, them big hats, and that perfume, and the Dallas women, they started up there. And, you know, Bert didn't pay a bit of attention to him. He waited for me and Mama got there, and he put his arm around Mama. He hugged and kissed her on the cheek and everything. He shook hands with me, and we talked. Those old women, smudge-looking things. All right, he knew what we knew.
Uh-huh.
And I said, Bert, you're one of the smartest men I've ever heard. You could be president of the United States
That's
if you
neat.
Wanted to.
Yeah.
And of course,
and
he knew
what you were thinking, really.
Oh, yeah, he did. And that goes back to, you become interlocked with them. You remember Mark, that magician, I'm trying to think of a million things at once. But I met him, and anyway, I told him he wasn't nobody then. I said, I told him how great he could be. He got to be Ned, one of the greatest comedians, I mean, magicians on television. He had a show of his own, you know. And playing music, you've got to have ESP, or your music won't work out.
Oh, really? You think that's true? I don't know anything about music, so
I played with this man when I started playing. He learned me, you know, taught me what, you know, didn't teach me. He just showed me a few things.
Uh-huh.
We'd play along, and I'd think what number we'd play next at a party, and he'd mention that next. I didn't have to tell him.
Isn't that funny?
He'd know, huh? Yeah,
he'd know what. That's neat. That's really neat. Where was your mother had it too, huh? She was like that too?
Oh, yeah. Mama said, here's what Mother said, and I never did say this, and she was honest. She said, I can look at anybody the first time and tell you all about that person. And she never was wrong. But I'd meet somebody, you know, and I'd be overjoyed and maybe not pay too much attention, and I'd get them down just a little off, you know. It wouldn't be.
Yeah.
They'd come up to what I thought they would. But Mama would tell me.
Isn't that something? Where was she from, anyway?
Alabama.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah.
You told me that. I forgot.
Yeah.
Well, do you know where either her parents were from or your daddy's parents were from, like before, you know, before
Alabama?
You know,
Alabama, I never did just put off asking all those questions. I don't know.
Yeah, you know, I don't know about my parents.
All I know was Mama's mother was named Combs, like comb your hair.
Oh, really?
See, they were English Irish people.
I see.
And
yeah.
She was a Mitchell.
Your mother's maiden name was Mitchell.
Mitchell, and her mother was named Combs.
Can I write that down? Maiden.
See, it's all plain names.
Yeah, that's a good English name.
And
then
my daddy's folks, see, were Smith. You know, Smith.
Oh, really? That's about as English as you can get,
yeah,
isn't it?
And is the name of a room, you know. That's a war in a
room. Yeah. Well,